Blog Talk Radio.
Not necessarily that. It's all about feeling good in your mind and in your heart and where you're at. It's not about the waist size. It's not about the scale number. It's about where you feel right inside.
Yeah, you've had ups and downs, but you've stuck with it, and you know, you never gave up, and that's what I just find so inspiring.
You say that I can be an inspiration. I think that, you know, one of the themes that we've been picking up tonight is, you know, what Team YRG can do for yourself and for others, and it's all about paying it forward. If I can help anybody, if I can help one person, if one person looked at what I did and think that is something that motivates them to do something, that motivates somebody else to do something, oh, good God, man, I can't explain how good that makes me feel.
It was just a complete moment of triumph, because at that particular time I went farther than my original goal, and I was still feeling amazing. And I just, the whole shot is emblematic of what you can do if you don't let your doubt mess you up.
Sparky, this is Mark Merrow. No, bro, you are really, and you guys are so inspirational. You know, Team YRG, everybody that is part of Team YRG has been so inspirational. Everybody, we all have a story, you know. God has a purpose for all our lives, and we use that, you know. It's like God has taken our mess and turned into our message. We take this message that we have, that we've taken control of our life. And you just said it, Sparky, it's taking control of your life. It's making that decision to take control of your life. And when you do, you actually put yourself in a place where you can inspire and help so many people.
If things weren't already interesting enough, I had a friend of mine call in. Ray Lloyd is actually on the line.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me. Sugar Ray.
Brother Mark, what's up? And I just remember him saying, he said, there's not a lot of people in this world who are known as much for their failures as they are their successes. He said, I've missed a lot of jumps. And he said, but you know what? I kept getting back up. And that's become like my new theme is keep getting back up. Because we all get knocked down. We all do. And you just keep getting back up.
It's me, GDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and welcome to the YRG Radio Roundtable.
It's Wednesday, November 30th, 9 p.m., folks. You know where you should be listening to the best damn motivational, inspirational workout radio talk show on the face of the planet. Because just like DDP Yoga, it ain't your mama's yoga, and this ain't your mama's radio show. Hope everybody's doing good and recovering from hopefully not too bad of a turkey hangover. Everybody was good over Thanksgiving. We tried to prep you last week with some good tips and tricks. Robert, how you doing tonight, bro?
I am hanging in there, man. It's been busy. Let me just put it that way.
And for everybody listening, once we get through our normal welcomes and attaboys, we do have some special surprises for you tonight. We'll get to in another minute or so. This week we have a new member, Rohan, and Robert. He gets to share this welcome all by himself. He was the one guy that came in this week, but he came in at 350 pounds, and he's looking to get to 220, which is completely possible. Completely possible. So, Rohan, welcome. Make sure you check out everything that's on the site. For anybody who's new, anybody who's listening, who's thinking about coming here, thinking about getting into DDP Yoga, thinking about getting into Team DDP Yoga, make sure you get your six picks up. Make sure you hit the welcome. Make sure you hit the challenge center and start pushing yourself. We got 1 month until the new year, and you want to get a jump start right now. DDP Yoga is going to do that for you. So.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're not only, you haven't mentioned it yet, but not only do we have a surprise guest host, or co-host, I should say, on the show tonight, but we also have another surprise call-in as well after that.
That's awesome. We are loaded up this week, man. This is going to be an exciting week for DDP Radio, folks. So if you're out there listening, once we bring our co-hosts and our guests on, you can always give us a call, 347-994-1216. Robert, myself, Sparky will be happy to talk to you. And I know our special co-host, the man, will be interested in hearing from you, too. You out there?
Well, actually, you know what? Let me do this the right way.
Listen up, bozos. Diamond Dallas Page here, the AWA's Diamond Exchange. And I'm here with the kings of the universe. We're talking the AWA Tag Team Champs of the World, Bad Company. And we're talking B-A-double-D, Bad. Woo, baby.
Dallas, you look great. How are you today?
I never had a bad day in my life, Daddy. And why not? I am the world's greatest professional wrestling manager in the world. A mastermind of the sport with great looks. Brains? Good God, it's a deadly combination.
It's this man, Diamond Dallas Page, against the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Savage? Yo, yo, yo. What's up, my man, Sparky?
Oh, not too much, man. I'd like to say I was covering from Thanksgiving, but with some of the great tips that Stacy was giving out last week and a little bit of control, I'm in good shape. How about yourself?
Well, that's my next question. Where is the lovely Stacy? I hadn't heard her on. Is she there tonight or not?
I don't know if she's coming. We haven't heard from her. I know she's been out and about when she got her first week back was last week when she got back from Italy. So hopefully she calls in. If you're listening, Stacy, give us a buzz because we've got the man. We got our surprise co-host tonight, so we're ready to rock and roll, babe.
Well, I guess I picked a good time. Stace wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
You know, I've got, I'm actually tweeting right now. I am on live on DDP Radio. Does that work? Will that get them there, DDP Radio, Robert? Because I know we've changed his name so many times. Will that actually bring people right to this site here? Robert?
Just DDP Radio itself should.
Okay. Just want to make sure. So I'm putting both of my... DDP Radio and my what the hell do you call it? DDP Yoga.
I'm at so DDP just, Yoga, that's it.
It's so new to me doing all these Twitters and LinkedIns and it's a lot going on, man. There's just too much damn social media as far as I'm concerned.
DDP is plastered worldwide now, DDP Yoga. Yeah, we've been watching the Twitter account explode over the past couple weeks.
Well, that's one of the things that I really want to talk about because we're getting a lot of people on there that, you know, that are following, but they're always looking for people to, you know, they're looking for that story or that you know, I got an awesome workout in today, man, or, hey, I just got on the scale and I dropped 12 pounds, you know, or, you know, here's a picture of me training, you know, with Georgia Tech football team, you know what I mean? Whatever you can put up there, and that's what I really wanted to, you know, get out and get the word out, you know, because, you know, I was talking to Arthur Borman, who he actually called in a couple weeks back, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if Arthur doesn't make it because he's one of those cats that works 70 hours a week no matter what, if he doesn't actually get on the show, he listens to every single one of them. So
yes,
you just know that, you know. Yeah, so did he tell you that, huh?
Yeah, he told us about coming to the show. And he I don't know if I told you, Dallas, but he hung in with us for the entire 2 hours.
Wow, that's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's really
that show made a marathon.
Well, you know, there's so many people that are listening to the show, but they're, you know, they don't come on live or, you know, they don't catch it in the chat room or whatever, but they're out there and they're listening. So, it has, you know, that this is why I wanted to come on. Everybody knows I just launched the brand new DDPYoga.com. And there's a lot that went into the name, you know, of why did I switch off of YRG? Because everything from YRG, God, for 11 years, you know. And, you know, what it really came down to was everyone would always say, so DDP, how's your yoga doing? I go, it's not yoga. It's its own animal. It's YRG. And they go, what's the YRG stand for? I go, well, it used to stand for yoga for regular guys. And well, why'd you change that? I said, because, you know, the first thing women would ask me, can women do it? It's like, guys, I'm from New Jersey. Everybody's a guy to me. You know, it's not, you know, it wasn't like, you know, yoga for normal men. You know, then I could understand the question. So, I mean, and it was always a what does YRG stand for? And I wanted to make it, now that I've finally taken it over, and Warner Brothers is still our partner because they got a lot of money in this, but I got total control now again. So I really wrestled with it, wrestled with the branding and how I was going to do it. And, you know, when I finally decided to call it DDP Yoga, the first thing that hit me is it ain't your mama's yoga, you know. And I'm talking to Freddie George, who's the guy who got me tapped into the guys at Tap Out and Worldwide MMA, which, by the way, I will be posting it up probably in about a week, where you catch it in the Worldwide MMA magazine or website that's coming up. And they wrote the most unbelievable article because they, you know, the editor, Chris Staub, he came to my house. He did the pictures with me. And this is, you know, one of the top guys in mixed martial arts. He knows all about it, but he's also a huge wrestling fan. And he's always wanted to get that work out with me and see, you know, what this was all about. And so he came, he did the pictures, and I explained to him that if someone like Arthur Borman, a disabled veteran, could have the transformation that he had, what could you do? And then all of a sudden that whole what could you do became like a theme of what DDP Yoga was going to be about. And I started showing him some of the stuff that I'm doing, and I don't know how many of you have gotten the chance to actually go onto the site and look at DDP Yoga. And, you know, Steve, you, first of all, I have to put so much thank, you know, there's so much time and thankfulness has to go into, you know, Robert and Steve, you, they worked around the clock. And Steve, you know, Robert, is he works, you know, he just works with us now. You know, he left his job, came on, and, you know, we're trying to build, you know, an empire like one day at a time, you know, because there, anybody and everybody can do this workout, from the Arthur Bormans, who are disabled veterans and walking on canes for 15 years, to the elite athlete. And that's why the new page says, who are you? And Robert, I saw, just put that up there. Are you an athlete? Well, I just told him, make that elite athlete, because you can't really do the DDP extreme workout unless you work at an elite level. Now, if you're doing the YRG fitness system, which is under the DDP Yoga Studio umbrella, so to speak, I mean, it all falls under when people say, you know, so now DDP Yoga is the new workouts. It's like, really, no, it's the brand. Because Yoga for Regular Guys, the book, the first book that I wrote with the Yoga Doc, Rob Zombie wrote the foreword. And his first line off it was, yoga, give me an effing break. You know, but he got, you know, when we start working out, that what I was doing wasn't yoga, but it did have yoga moves in it, and it was really its own animal. So Yoga for Regular Guys book, the first YRG workouts, the YRG fitness system, now the new DDP Extreme, they are all under DDP Yoga. Hell, own your life, you know, live life 90%, it's all under that umbrella. So that's what I wanted to explain to everyone, so there was no real confusion. You see, YRG is DDP Yoga. You know, and it's funny because I couldn't get anybody to call it, and then I finally get with Chris Jericho, which I'm going to talk about, you know, later on down the line, and all he calls is YRG. I'm like, I can't win. Johnny Morrison comes up to me, and he goes, I showed him, I ran into Johnny Morrison. Anybody who's a wrestling fan knows he looks just like Jim Morrison. Handsome devil, 6'2", 225, just shredded. He's a super athlete, and he's very flexible. And we did this, you know, out in the parking lot of Whole Foods. You know, I do the thing where I, you know, push in Black Crow, balance on my knees and my elbows, I pushed up into a handstand. And I said, you're 31 years old, let me see you do that. And he couldn't do it. So, this is a super athlete. Now let's fast forward 3 months later. I was at the WWE show in Atlanta, and I'm backstage talking with one of my boys, Cody Rhodes, who Cody Rhodes, if you have the Yoga for Regular Guys books, Cody Rhodes is one of the models in the book.
Yes.
He's actually one of the guys in there doing the positions because he's out here, you know, going to acting school with Howard Fine. So I'm sitting back talking to Cody, who, you know, is Intercontinental Champion. They're giving him a unbelievable platform for a 26-year-old young man to be able to, to hold that strap. That's amazing in itself. But here comes Johnny Morrison. He comes into the room, and I'm talking to a couple of the other boys with Cody, and he goes, DDP, I've been working on your stuff, man. And he got down in Black Crow, and he pushed up his feet up into the air, and then he pushed it up into a full-blown handstand. And I was like, wow. I go, dude, how did you get off the bottom? And I can get off the bottom about 4 or 5 inches, but he went straight up into a handstand. And I go, how did you do that? And he goes, well, I started walking up the wall. So we got in a push-up, and he walked backwards up the wall, and then he pushed himself up the wall and started walking on his hands. Now,
that's amazing.
That is the absolute best example that I could give someone of what could you do. Here I am at 55 years young, showing a 31-year-old stud how to do a move that's incorporated into DDP Yoga, and he takes it to another level because he's the best example of what could you do. God, he took it to a whole nother level because he's only 31, and he's incredibly flexible, and he's been working on the workout. But the real guy who has stepped up and really, you know, come from injury is Chris Jericho. And a lot of people out there, as a matter of fact, Chris, you know, I had talked about it. I want to get him onto the show, and that will be probably, I have a feeling at some point, somewhere down the line, I think he's going to go for one more run. Right now he's touring with Fozzy. Who aren't wrestling fans who don't know Chris Jericho, which you might remember him from not this year, but last year, Dancing with the Stars. You might remember him having his own game show. Huge DDP Yoga, testimony right now. And I'll get to that in a minute. But going back to the name and why I change it, it's because, you know, there is a piece of yoga in there, but it had to have that stamp. My buddy Freddie George, I was talking about, who introduced me to all the guys at Tap Out and everything, and actually did an article about me, talking about the workout because he had done it with me. As soon as he heard me say I was changing the name to DDP Yoga, he goes, "Oh, dude, but if you're really going to do that, you got to say it ain't your mama's yoga." And I started laughing. I go, "Freddie, that's the tagline." He's like, "Get out of here."
No shit. That's awesome.
I said, "Swear to God." So the bottom line is that's why the big change has come across, and it's taken us a long time to get it out and get it branded. Now I'm talking to everyone out there who's listening. Everyone out there that is listening to this, not only live, but listening to this on one of the podcasts. Robert, do me a favor. Go to at DDP Yoga and at Real DDP and just say that Diamond Dallas Page is co-hosting tonight with the one and only Sparky live. And if people want to come on over, to come on over and check it out. My schedule's been so crazy busy, you know, I haven't had the time. My schedule has gone, and this is the last 2 weeks, has gone from Florida on the West Coast for 4 days, to Atlanta for 3, to Germany for 6, where I had a hell of a time with the one and only Doug Steffen, who I heard is going to be coming on the show tonight, which will be great.
I'm here, bro.
All right, Dougie boy. All right, man. I'm going to talk about your all the injuries and how you're going to overcome that, and how we're going to we're going to do a video journal on this. But you know, came back from Germany, went and did a short, filmed a movie short in New York. I'm in New York. I finally that night fly home to Atlanta, to L.A. Find out my stepmom had passed, who was a great woman who raised me from like 3 to 8. And I don't remember much about the first 8 years of my life, but I know who Elsie Falkenberg was. And I had to turn around and fly right back to New Jersey the next day. So I was here for like 22 hours in L.A., stayed with my family for the holidays, and then just flew in to Salt Lake City and ended up spending time with Kim and her boyfriend Aaron, and did a bunch of PR for DDP Yoga, and went skiing with Kim and Aaron. Now, I always say to you guys, you know, I developed this workout for the man or woman who still wants to play tennis or soccer or skiing or something, but doesn't want to feel like they hit by a truck the next day. But because I'm 55 and because my body is so finely tuned right now, I've been sort of afraid to test anything out, because what if I hurt myself at a time when I have to be in the best physical shape of my life? But I said, you know, dude, you gotta be the guinea pig, because I'm always the guinea pig. So, you know, Aaron and Kim say, come on, here we go, we're all excited to go skiing with you. So I get on those skis. I get on those boots and those skis. And I got to tell you, it didn't feel like I hadn't skied 12 years, really 15, where I was considering myself actually skiing. That's 40, back when I was 40 years old. Now 55, I don't have knee braces on me. I don't have knee pads with me. And I'm not saying any of this is smart, but I've been doing so much leg work. There's so many new things I have to add to new workouts that are going to be coming out with DDP Yoga. So you're never bored. That I got to go out there and I got to, you know, get in it. And so I got the boots on, I got the skis on, and man, I felt like maybe this was a mistake. And I'm trying to like push off, and like I would, you know, guys doing this, you know, snow splat, and almost like they're ice skating with skis on. Oh man, I watched this little kid zip by me doing it, and this other old lady zip by doing it, and I'm like using my poles, thank God. Long story short, the first run was sloppy, but I didn't fall on the green slope. Second run was better. By the third run, Aaron's like, dude, you are nailing it. We're ready for the blues. And I'm like, seriously? He goes, let's go. You got it. I think I skied for 5 hours that day. And by the seventh run, I was nailing it. And by the ninth, I was exhausted. So smart enough, I got off the slopes at that point. And, you know, we had a great day of skiing. But I had to go right from there to be like Mickey Mouse with tattoos, to see one of my guy who's an inspirational speaker, Dan Clark, and meet the family and hang with them, and then go there to go do a TV show that night at 10 o'clock at night, and then get up the next morning and do a 7 o'clock TV show the next day, and then do a radio show that afternoon, and then train a guy whose name is Rod. I'm calling him Rod the Bod. He's a sportscaster for our KLS in Utah. And he wanted to know, could I take some strokes off his, you know, off his game and get him to help him win a tournament at 46? And I reached down and I grabbed his stomach. I said, get ready to lose 30 pounds of this. Yeah. And he said, I want it all to come together at one time. I said, if you're willing to put the work in, we'll do it. So the bottom line is he took my number, called me the next day, and came out to the house and got a heck of a workout. And we'll see what he does. I'll keep you posted on that as that rolls through. But I just got back home. Ange ended up picking me up at the airport, and she said, don't forget to tell everybody about the dumpling soup that she made, chicken dumpling soup that is off the hook. I mean, it was so unbelievably delicious. You know, dumplings all about wheat, unless you're using, you know, wheat-free, gluten-free. And she's going to be putting a recipe up. When did you say you're going to do that, Ange? Tomorrow, she's going to actually be putting a recipe up on the thing. I tell you, I used to love dumpling soup when I was a kid. But as I got older, it just sort of lost the taste of it. She made one of the very best, without question, the best dumpling soup I ever had. I had like three bowls of it.
Yeah,
so,
no, that's gluten-free too, right, man?
Oh, A to Z. She don't cook anything that ain't gluten-free. She's like the gluten-free queen. You know, matter of fact, if you're in the L.A. area, you know, she's got the Rainbow Acres store. She's got My Picky Eater's Foods, the treats in there, all the crepes and all that. And just got, in January, she got picked up by Bristol Farms. So it's starting to branch out, man. I told you guys it's going to, at some point, you know, you're going to see it everywhere, you know. So that's on the gluten-free.
Did she ever come up with her whoopie pies?
I know the whoopie pies are, dude, not just the whoopie pies, bro. She's got the red velvet whoopie pies.
Those are killer. Those used to be an addiction for me. I haven't had one since I've been gluten-free, dairy-free, but good God, I know she's going to have them. And My Picky Eaters, folks, there's no way you shouldn't check that out after the show. You should go there.
Yeah.
Actually, if you're listening online, you should go there right now.
So the bottom line is it's been a grueling tour that I've been on. Just settling back in. I was really excited to get the site up, you know, and going. But again, what I was talking about is that, you know, the social, Robert, were we going in the back of someone whipping somebody?
That was me drinking water.
Drinking water?
Dude, you know where I'm at. You know where I'm at. A few people know where I'm at.
Okay. Just Doug, I get it. But at DDP Yoga and at Real DDP, if you guys can start getting involved in that, like if you get a workout in it, it's not like you can type like a chapter. You can only do like 140 characters. But if you guys could get more involved in that and do them both so people from the at DDP will be at the Real DDP will be able to see, look at these people doing these workouts and, you know, and when you lose the weight, you have a great day or whatever, it just wraps it in because I don't want at DDP Yoga, the Facebook site. And that's another place I'd appreciate guys going on to and putting any little blurbs in there. And, again, you can't put too much. But yeah, I don't want it to be an advertisement. I want the people to be just what it does. You know, this is about people, you know, helping other people. And that's how you motivate them. And
it should be I think it should be just as organic as Team DDP is, or Team DDP Yoga is now. You know, people get on there. They help each other. They motivate each other. And it's not about the workout as much as it is about working everybody out and working together.
No, that's perfectly said, man. Perfectly said. I also want to mention one other thing. You guys remember Jeff Griffin? We had him on there, the Olympic basketball player, the Wheeling Jazz he plays for. He's the wheelchair basketball. Do you remember him on? Great guy. I got to spend some time with him in Salt Lake City, and we were going to get a workout, and they said Jeff would never walk again, and he literally can, you know, grab things and pick his legs up. He could do the elliptical, you know, and this is a guy that's a crushed LS1, I think it's called, which literally paralyzed the lower part of his body. But we were going to get on the mat, and I'm going to do it next time I go back to Salt Lake to work with Rod the Bod, who's there, and with him, and get on the mat. And I thought of a bunch of different things to see if he could do. And that's going to be a really interesting journey. So we did a radio show called the Mick and Al's on K-Bear. Mick and Al, and we did a great radio show. I wish we would have taped it because you guys would have loved, you know, listening to that podcast. It was amazing.
Yeah. Hey, for listening to anybody calling in. We actually got a few people. From one guy from 606 area code. If you want to come in, you got Sparky, you got Robert, and the man, DDP. So tell us your name and how you're doing.
Let me
update. Thanks for forgetting me, Sparky.
He got the important ones, man.
You got to speak up, brother.
Yeah, we got.
Well, how can I when somebody's there talking for 4 hours?
Hey, I had to get my shit in, man.
Hey,
I had to get
all
my hair for now done.
Well, shit, you know where I'm at right now? I'm in the hospital bed. 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, calling from a hospital bed again.
That's all right.
Let's get the question in, Dougie. We'll go right to you to give the update. Because you make it sound like DDP Yoga put you in the hospital.
No, DDP did not DDP Yoga. We've actually got John on the line.
Hello? Hi, DDP. You're one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, and I found out about your show tonight via Twitter. I'm calling in from Quebec. I just have two quick questions, if that's cool.
Sure, go for it.
Yeah, my first question is, I seen in the shoot interview of Jimmy Wang Yang that he met you before he was in wrestling, and I would just like to hear your side of the story of when you met him and all that in your neighborhood. And another question I had was, how was it working with Rob Zombie on The Devil's Rejects, which is one of my favorite movies, and I love your character in it. And just wanted to say thanks for all the memories, and you're really, really one of the best wrestlers I ever seen going. So thanks for everything, and have a great night.
Hey, man, thank you, man. I appreciate that. And for those of you who aren't wrestling fans, Jimmy Yang is a wrestler who came up through the WWE, works a lot over in Japan right now. But Jim and his friends would come by my house all the time back in I lived in Smyrna, Georgia, and for Halloween they came dressed as Hulk and DDP and Sting, and we all took pictures, and I got a big kick out of, you know, the one guy named Ryan. He had the wig on, the DDP shirt on with a diamond, he had his jeans on, he had his ribs taped. And, you know, at Christmas time, I'm such a Christmas freak. My house, you know, back then looked like a landing pad. Put Chevy Chase to shame at Christmas Vacation. And they were coming around as I was putting up my lights. And it was like seven of them, right? And I'm like, all right, guys, I know you want to ask me wrestling questions, but if you're going to stay here, you're going to put some lights up. You know, you go grab this, you go grab Santa, go grab the reindeer over there, you know. And so... You know, they all, you know, put up my Christmas decorations. Then because I was on the road so much, it took me till February to get them down. And sure enough, these kids would drive by my house. Hey, DDP. I said, hey, boys, you're just in time. Help me take down these lights. So they took them down. And that night, that afternoon, it was Jimmy, of all people, that said, he goes, you know, DDP, you really made us famous by putting us up on your site. You know, we all got dressed up for Halloween. We call ourselves the Diamond Cutter Club. And I was like, wow, that's cool. I like that. And then Jimmy says, do you know why we like watching you so much in the ring? And I said, no, Jimmy, why don't you tell me? He said, because we can't see through your shit. Which means he thought, like, everything I did, I was killing the guy, you know. And for a 15-year-old kid to say that to me, I was like, wow, that's pretty insightful. I didn't tell him that till much later, but I was pretty insightful. And later on, it would be Chris Canyon that would give him the break of bringing in a bunch of young guys that Eric Bischoff was looking to put some young guys on a tour bus and going around doing independence, and Jimmy was one of those guys. That idea never came to fruition, but that's how I got to meet him. And,
wow,
you know, he's been one of my friends forever. And working with Rob Zombie was amazing because he's just a real regular guy. I know if you watch his music or watch him on stage or watch any of his crazy, twisted horror movies, but he's a really cool cat, and he's laid back. And it was, you know, it's funny because he wrote the foreword for Yoga for Regular Guys, you know. So, you know, I mentioned that earlier, but it was very, very cool. And now that you're in Quebec
you know, you should definitely, my friend, get on the at DDP Yoga Twitter as well, because we are, this is a big thing. I didn't even think about this. We got Doug out there in Germany, and, you know, we got people calling Canada all the time and stuff, Australia, yeah. New Zealand. You can get DDP Yoga anywhere now. You know, it's not limited just to the United States. It's everywhere. So let me segue over to my boy Doug, the man who lost 100 pounds in 9 months, met him on my way to Afghanistan years ago, but has beat up his body. He's the perfect example of you can still go out and play softball and not feel like you got hit by a truck unless you do something really stupid. You know, like, and that's how you tore your ACL. Am I correct, Doug?
That is correct. Yeah, hyperextended my knee, ruptured my ACL.
Right. So you had both knees worked on, am I correct?
2 months ago, both knees. Yes.
And what's the latest surgeries?
The latest was yesterday. I had a cyst removed. I had a ganglionic cyst in my wrist. That's been bothering me for about a year and a half, and I had a torn rotator cuff and a bursitis sac removed out of my left shoulder.
Well, you're our own $6 million man there, bro.
You know, I tell people that, Sparky. The funny thing is, I said they dropped all the zeros. So I'm like a $6 man.
Well, after DDP Yoga, you're going to be like the $6 trillion man.
I know I will.
Yeah, it will be great to watch you come back on that. And once you can start literally, you know, as soon as your knees got, you know, good enough, you can walk, around and stuff and feeling better. But now you get that shoulder, hey, you had a problem with that wrist before. It's going to be, you're going to be literally rehabbing back from 4 separate surgeries. That's going to be really interesting.
Well, you forgot, too. I remember about 2 months before the knee surgeries, well, about a month before, I had the actual appendicitis.
Yeah, you had the appendectomy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just put a bullet in his head, put him out of his misery.
Hey, you know what, though? I sent him some oil
for the Tin Man.
The thing about it all, though, is, you know, if I don't own my life like I do, you know, number one, I'd be miserable. And I can't remember what somebody had said it earlier about, you know, and I said, well, it's not just about everything for me. Even like when I went to my VA doctor before, she basically said if I didn't take care of myself, I'd be crippled, you know, just like Arthur. So it's a lot more than just the weight and all that other stuff. And fortunately, because I do own my life and I eat healthy and all that other stuff, you know, I can control it now. So I might not be dropping weight, but I'm staying where I was, living a happy, positive life, and just realizing this is just another speed bump in the road.
Doug, you hit something there when you said if you didn't take care of yourself, you'd be crippled. And we're talking about, like, you with your injuries. And, like, for people out there without injuries, too, if you think about it, I think about where I was. I was crippled in my normal life when I started DDP Yoga, you know. And Dallas, I told you this, and Doug, when I started, I couldn't pull a sock on my foot. I couldn't bend over to pull a sock on my foot. There are a lot of people out there with, you know, perfect – less than perfect bodies that could be perfect bodies, no injuries. I don't know why you wouldn't try it in that case.
Yeah, right. just again, it comes down to what could you do, you know? Talking about injuries, and we're going to be putting this up on the site. Robert, you think you'll have that thing edited down with Jericho by the end of the show, do you think?
Is uploading right now.
Ah, beautiful. Okay. I had Chris Jericho. It goes back to actually Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels when we were filming, not filming, but promoting the very best of Nitro. And I showed up in Vegas to do that promo. And Shawn, you know, pulled me aside. And he said, in our business, you don't want anybody to think you're hurt. Because if you're hurt, well, then you're not money and they ain't going to use you. So, you know, Chris, HBK pulled me aside and said, listen, Jericho, maybe giving you a call. You know, his back is really, you know, I told him, you know, do your stuff, you know, do the YRG, man. He goes, you got to understand, HBK, you know, Heartbreak Kid, had been doing the YRG workouts. The ones that I filmed in my backyard where the kids were walking by and, like, mimicking me, trying to do what I was doing. He was doing it from back then. And so that was one of the things that really helped him throughout his, you know, his career, especially at the end, because he only knew how to go level, and that is full-blown. And Chris Jericho was the same way. So I didn't hear from Chris, and then I saw a tweet, because if you go to I Am Jericho, you can follow Chris. And I hit a picture of a porcupine, like his back was full of acupuncture needles. And so I thought, I'm just going to call him. So I call him up, and you know, we start BSing, and he goes, I swear to God, man, I was going to call you. I'm like, yeah, sure you were. He goes, no, I swear to God. He goes, I was, you know. And he goes, my back was bothering me. He goes, but I got an epidural. And he goes, it's feeling a lot better now, so, you know, I think I'm going to be okay. I go, did you just tell me you got an epidural? He goes, yeah. I go, and you're going to be okay? You think you're going to be okay? I go, come on, CJ, you're smarter than that. And I go, you know, my career didn't even, I said, how old are you now? And he said, 40. I said, you know, my career didn't even take off till I was 40, right? And that just gave him, like, pause. He's like, wow, you know, I didn't really think about that. I go, 40. I know something about holding back cans of time, bro. I'm telling you, I can help you. So I said, I'll tell you what, but don't take my word for it. So I sent them the two videos, the one that Steve, you did for the movie, inspired the movie of Arthur, and the Arthur video, the greatest transformation of fitness history video. And for some reason, it didn't come out, the greatest transformation video, but the other one did. And so he texted DP, he goes, I got that first video, but you sent it to me twice. Send me the other one. Okay? I send him the other one, that one is moving it to the front page of ddpyoga.com. So if you're listening and you want to see it, you know, it'll be up probably the next 15, 20 minutes. There'll be Chris's testimony, and then will be the video that made him go, send me everything you got. Because when he saw Arthur go through that transformation, he was like, if that guy can do it, what can I do? And then he gave me an amazing quote for a CBR magazine, which is the, I think it's called Continental Bull Rider. It's the Bull Riders magazine. And he gave me an amazing quote about the workout after only 2 weeks. And then the video you're going to see on the front page of ddpyoga.com is Chris Jericho right after we get done working out, and you'll see what he says. And to me, having him, I mean, I don't even ask him to tweet about it or anything, but he does all the time. And I'm so grateful for him to show, because a lot of the guys won't really do someone else's program, but they'll do their own stuff, you know, their own stuff they figured out. But Chris was, you know, and Heartbreak Kid, you know, and Shawn Michaels, you know, they both were like, man, I love what you're doing with this. It's an amazing workout. So check out Chris Jericho's thing on there.
That's pretty wild stuff. That's like you said, after 2 weeks, anybody who knows who comes into here, and we talk about it all the time, if you take 20 minutes a day, even just 3 days a week, in 2 weeks, you partner that with a gluten-free, dairy-free, good God, how good are these people going to feel after 2 weeks?
Yeah, and he really was doing like 20, 30 minutes. Now he said he's addicted to the Diamond Cutter. He literally said addicted to the Diamond Cutter. Love Strength Builder, stand up, love to mix in them, and does it on the road. He just toured with Fozzy, did a, you know, pretty about 6 week tour with Fozzy, and he's jumping all over that stage, you know, and crazy big and playing all over Europe. And he said, when the days he couldn't do it, he felt it. You know, so, I mean, he knows it's something, you know, for him, it's an everyday thing now, just like it is. I mean, for me, it's 6 days a week. And that new video I developed, DDP Extreme, anybody who gets that, I should say, don't even bother getting that unless you got the diamond cutter. You don't have to own it, but you got to at least be able to do the moves in a diamond cutter without modifying before you head to DDP Extreme, because you're going to be modifying through most of that. And I shot two tutorials, one for the back knee and hip opener, and another tutorial just for the what I ended up calling the Extreme Psycho Workout. And both of those are about 20 minutes. And then we have a 10-minute warm-up workout that you can do anywhere on. We've got a 38 to 40-minute hip, back, and knee workout. And really opens you up on an extreme level. But anybody could do those. But when it comes to the Extreme Psycho Workout, wow. And I got to tell you, at 55 years young, and I know this is my stuff, but I'm blown away that I keep getting stronger. Like, at one point I'm doing superhero push-ups. You know what they are, right, Sparky?
No, these are your complete vertical push-ups, right?
Yes.
Oh, no, it's even worse. Yeah. Not that vertical, not the up-and-down ones. These are all fully horizontal.
Oh, horizontal, right, not vertical. Yeah, I'm talking about your arms are stretched completely out in front of you. And
you're bending up.
And you're just lifting off. You're not bending, you're just lifting off the ground. Your toes and your hands. And in the beginning, I started with being able to hold myself there. And then I got to where I could do a couple of them. And then my knees. Then I got off my knees. Yesterday, I did 18 of them.
Damn.
Wow.
And then, Robert, listen to this. I pushed all my weight of my body on my stomach and in my rib cage, lifted my hands off the feet. Lifted my hands off the ground, my feet off the ground, and then put them back on the ground, lifted myself up off the ground, my midsection, 3 or 4 inches, came down, did 5 like that. So
wow. No
one can tell me that there's another workout that as you get older, you get stronger at. There is none. And because I know it ain't get lifting weights, because all my boys who are in their 50s now ain't lifting nothing like they did in their 30s or their 40s. And if they kept lifting like that, they are so banged up. So it's going to be really interesting. Yeah.
Hey, remember when you one thing that when you did the GDP yoga workout over here, remember the two guys, the Barkley and the other guy that came in at the end?
Yes.
Well, remember, because all they were doing is into the weights, and then as soon as they started doing the 10-second push-ups, immediately the two guys were like, we are incorporating this into our workouts now.
Right. Those two guys, I would have loved to take through the psycho workout, because that would have flipped them out. Because both of those guys were like, they were superhero-looking guys, you know. But they couldn't have done a lot of this stuff. They could do the strength stuff on the push-ups, but they never could have done the superhero push-ups. They couldn't have done jumping in the crow. They couldn't have done any of that stuff. Not that they wouldn't have been able to do it a year from now. Because those guys both
I was just going to say, because everything that you stack strength upon stamina, upon explosive moves, nothing does it like this does.
We got any callers or anything, Robert?
Yeah.
We've actually got a guy in
the
chat room.
Go ahead, Sparky. I was just going to say, people listening at 347-994-1216 if you want to call in. If you're listening on the phone, hit the chat room, blogtalkradio.com, DDP Radio, or ddpradio.com. Go ahead.
Wait.
What was that phone number again? You said were you on meth when you said that phone number or speed?
347-994-1216, folks. Give us a buzz.
That's still like speed. Come on, 347 what?
994-1216.
There you go.
Sparky snorts coffee beans, I swear.
I know.
Okay, we've got a guy. I'm going to try this for the fourth time, I think. We've got a guy in the chat room. I think his name is Ed Vision. It's probably just his username. But he says he's the NWO voice NWO Void, and he, do you want me to call and talk to you about the lights at Christmas at the NWO party crash? I don't know what any of that means. Maybe you do.
Well, he'd call and tell that part of the story if he was there for the Christmas party. You know, because that was, we shot at an angle actually that night where Scott Hall and Kev, and we shot it like it was a shoot, you know. They showed up for the party, and of course, Scott Hall was, you know, he was shit faced, and, you know, one thing turned into another, and next thing you know, he hit me in the face with a bottle. But it was a gimmick bottle, but it was like, candy bottle, you know? What do they call that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it shatters, but it got underneath my eyelids. And now I got I scratched my cornea. And I got 250 people at my house. And when he hit me, I went down and the tree went down on top of me and Kim wanted to kill him. I mean, she was mad as hell. Because, you know, that house is heavily decorated. But that's a funny memory to bring out. Good time of year to bring it out. So thanks for bringing that up. I mean, he just should have brought it up himself. She called in.
You know, you hit some stuff earlier when you were talking, Dallas, about some of the workouts and whatnot. And I thought maybe we could touch on real quick what people might not realize about the new program is that we got the DVDs out there. And you got the intermediate, and then you got some of the advanced. You get two packs, and you can get them all together. But you can also get MP3s now, right?
Yes, that's cool. If you, I always forget about that. I had a lot of people ask me, you know, we know the workout, but we don't want to keep, you know, we'd like to do it outside. You know, we know the moves. We know what you're talking about. So that's the thing I wanted to make as a big extra. That you can get MP3s with these. And I always forget to promote that because, you know, that's how I started, you know, doing stuff on my own, you know. And then once you got the workout down and you know the moves, you can do it at the beach. You can do it, you know, in your backyard. You can do it wherever you want to do it. And that's you know, going to help a lot of people with their dedication because a lot of times you get bored just in front of a damn TV or a video screen, right? So, I've included with everyone.
Yeah, for people to know about it, the prices, too, are insane, and you got to check them out. And when you get there, if it's not an impulse buy for you, I don't know what's wrong with you, but ddpyoga.com, go right to the shopping cart. You'll see them right there. It's going to be the best damn program, best investment you make for Christmas.
I'm glad that you brought that up, Sparky. Yeah? What's up, bro?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Because we were talking about this earlier. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, that's just, we were probably talking to say exactly the same thing because that reminded me when Sparky said that. We were talking about how to hook up the members of Team DDP Yoga, you know, for all the support that they've given us throughout the years. So what we did was the new shopping cart, if you go in and you make an order – and you make your coupon code Team DDP Yoga, all one word with no spaces, you'll get 10% off your order.
Oh, that's too cool. I'm going to thank you guys for on behalf of the community, but guys, you can't pass this up any longer. I'm telling you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's a good way if you have friends or relatives or whoever that's been trying to get on the program, that might be a good way to hook them as well.
No, and that's fantastic. I mean, you can get in there, and guys, when you get this, you get right in the shopping cart, you put Team DDP Yoga in there, you get your 10% discount, you sign them up for Team DDP Yoga. They don't have to do anything except take 20 minutes, put the workout on, and change your life.
And, you know, one of the things that I did, so people, like, what am I actually buying? We couldn't do it off the old site, but off the new site, my buddy Moser took the time, and I gave them all the edits. So every workout has at least 3 to 5 minutes of pieces of the workout. And you can see it on all 10 of the different workouts. It's got a little piece of it so that you can see what it actually is all about. And that's why Arthur ever did the workout, because he saw pieces of the original workouts and thought, hell, I could do that. You know, and that's where I designed it. So if you could bend over and pick up your keys or reach up and touch a light bulb, you know, change a light bulb, you can do the workout. Or if you head over to that area where you are an elite athlete that wants to take their body to a different call, and anybody who's already ordered those, just know that and we had a couple people order all 10 off of the DDP yoga workouts, but also ordered the YRG packs, but they also ordered the DDP Extreme, and the Extremes won't be in for another week, so we're going to send anybody who's already got their order in, we're going to send that out. I was just talking to Alan today, and this, we're not talking, we put 8 to 10 days in there, but pretty much you're going to get it like in maximum 2 to 5 days, because we're doing second day shipping to the post office, and it's Christmas time, so it might be a little bit longer than that, but it ain't going to be nowhere near 10. I want people to get it in their hands as fast as possible so that they can get it and start doing it and own it. Go to Team YRG. It's always going to be YRG to me, right? Team DDP Yoga, and get involved. You know, I come around and, you know, and I was so busy for so long, I slacked off on welcoming people, but I'm back on track again, and I'm asking all the people who are doing that to get, you know, if I helped you, you know what the deal was, you help everybody else, because that's what that site's all about. So, you know, that's what I'm working on right now, you know, getting everybody back to helping each other, and let's make 2012 like the best ever, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to do that.
Yeah, and
one dimension.
Well, real quick, Sparky, let me interrupt you real quick. We've got a couple people on hold. A lot of people come on just to listen. If you want to talk on the show, make sure you hit 2 on your keypad there so we know to bring you in. What do you, Sparky?
Who do we have? You said you had somebody who wants to come on in?
Well, we've got something in hold, but they have we haven't hit 2 to put their little flag up. I'm assuming that they're just listening to the show. So that's
okay. Cool.
I think that's pretty cool that people actually just call in.
Oh, absolutely.
I was blown away a couple weeks ago. One more time, Robert, you go.
Man, stop interrupting me, I swear. The officers are exes at all the time. So, what Sparky was going to say, I'm not only going to interrupt you, but I'm going to steal your thunder. Arthur grabs the podcast all the time and listens to him.
All right, yeah. So, I was going to say the same thing. It's too cool listening to Arthur saying he downloads the podcast, listen to him all the time. And Robert, when you threw out a figure, and I don't know if you can see it right now, of how many after the show downloads that we get. The number completely blew my mind. But, Dallas, you touched on something that, Robert, I kind of ran it past you, but I'd like to kind of throw it out on the table for anybody. You know, one of the biggest parts is us paying it forward. And I say it in the intro when we're talking about some things, but I wouldn't mind starting a new year, starting the release of DDP Yoga, inviting anybody who's interested. You know, we want to help you. If you're just starting or you're getting a reboot, I know Eric Phillips is out there. He issued a challenge to himself saying he's coming back in. He's going to give us progress updates. You know what? It's great. Do it on the site. Why don't you come on the show? I invite you to, you know, get in touch with Robert and myself. Come on every week and let everybody know how you're doing and what's going on, because you hear from Robert and myself all the time. But to hear all the new people coming in, and to hear your stories so everybody else can relate, it's powerful. You don't know how powerful it'll be, but I urge you, man, come on the show, Eric. That's a challenge for you, bro.
I'm really psyched about is that, you know, one thing that we actually did now is got it to go worldwide, because when Dallas was just over here, you know, he had actually got to meet another Team DDP Yoga member in Val Buer. Got to hang out a little bit with him, and then
we went to dinner.
Yeah. And then another thing I wanted to tell you is when I was just in London this past weekend, there's a lady that owns an Italian restaurant that I went to, and her and I started talking, and she was just enthused, and she's like, can you please, you know, give me more information about this? And, you know, and I talked to her about getting gluten-free in a restaurant and all this other stuff, so I'm going to see if I can get that pushed over to the London way also, or England.
And you're talking about GDP yoga, right?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Sweet. Well, we're about tapping out on our hour, fellas. We got anything else we want to throw in here?
Well, you know, I really don't. I just wanted to get, you know, get everybody, again, you know, put it out there about the at DDP Yoga and at Real DDP, as far as on the Twitter thing. Please start. I know you all work out. I know you hit your things. There's always something that, you know, something that will inspire you and something you can put out there that doesn't make it sound like we're trying to sell something, because when I go on those radio shows and TV shows, I'm not trying to sell shit. I'm living passionately about what I'm doing. And that's really what it comes down to. So I'm just glad we got back on the show here, and hope you guys had a good time tonight. And we've got to find Stacy. She must be on some, you know, bad date or something tonight. I don't know. She's out there.
Probably climbing a mountain or something.
Yeah, she is. She's living a whole different life. All right, guys, it's been your pleasure, and be looking for the Ultimate Fighting, the worldwide MMA, the best kept secret, DDP Yoga, Field of Bang. See ya.
You know, it seems weird not having some kind of outro music ready for Dallas.
Yeah, you know, now. We need to hit that, bro.
Yeah, I know. I gotta find something here. You know, I could. You know, let me see what I have here. You ready? There we go.
You got it.
That's the best I can do on short notice.
All right, guys. For DDP, thanks for coming on, Doug. And Robert, this is Sparky. Remember, when the 10% comes knocking, kick it in the ass and live life at 90%.